And we'll move on to 1117.
Thank you very much.
Authorize a contract with Century West Engineering Corporation for professional services for the design of the Wheeler Basin Reconstruction and Green Streets Project number E10219 for $590,872.
Okay, colleagues, again, you have a PowerPoint in your packet, and I'll turn it over to Bill Ryan and Brandon Wilson.
Okay, thank you. And I'll let Brandon take it away.
Hello, my name is Brandon Wilson. Greetings, City Council. I am an engineer for the Bureau of Environmental Services, and as it was announced, I'm here today for a first reading to authorize a PTE design contract with Century West Engineering for the design of the Wheeler Basin Reconstruction and Green Streets projects, and the amount is $590,000, as in front of you. A little background of the project. It's part of our BES systems plan, and again, this is a PTE project. It's primarily a pipe upsize project to solve basement sewer backup risk. There is a Green Street component as well that I'll mention later. The location is in inner northeast Portland, just northwest of the Lloyd Center. It's bound north to south by northeast Russell and Hancock, and goes from east to west, roughly I-5 to southeast 7th, or northeast 7th, excuse me. So this is a PTE contract, and I went ahead and put the MWESB participation at what we have is 45%. That's a total amount of 267 of the total contract of 591,000. And just some rough numbers on what we anticipate the project will be, approximately 10,000 linear feet of mainline pipe. This also includes two sewer extension mains, some non-conforming conditions in the city, and as I mentioned before, 11 stormwater infiltration facilities. Public involvement. So I anticipate that several mailings will be sent throughout the design life of the project, informing the surrounding community and updating them. Several neighborhood public meetings will also be held, just to make sure we solicit that input and make it part of our design if possible. We expect just continued ongoing close coordination with the residents and businesses, generally speaking. One component of the project I'd like to mention is a flow transfer and the addition of the green streets. So what we've already done is basically took some of the scope that was identified in the pre-design and removed it from North Williams and MLK Boulevard. So instead, we're doing that work on side streets instead. That's going to reduce night work and further impact to the public. The addition of the vegetated stormwater facilities was a large part of making that happen. We were able to remove some of that stormwater volume and make that flow transfer option a possibility. And just some brief next steps. We anticipate if this ordinance goes through that the council consultant to start early December, and we anticipate a design duration of 12 months and a construction duration of 12 months. And open for questions if you have them.
Great. Thank you. Questions? Thank you both very much. Anything else?
I just wanted to comment that one thing about this project that may not be real obvious is that this is one of the areas in the city that has the highest frequency of sewer basement backups, and this will be a project that really takes a lot of that risk out of that portion of the city. It also shows the difficulty of the fact that the sewer system was put in without respect to busy streets and people living alongside. So now that we're going back and replacing a lot of these pipes, changing the system, we're quite often having to redesign the system in order to have less impact on the residents. So.
Great. Thank you. Thank you both. Anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, then it also passes the second reading, and we'll move on.